And it's also home to Monday Sports Roundup here on this Monday the 6th of May on 101.5 FM. Let's have a look at the newspapers. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, David Fifita to meet with the Panthers over shock move as the Panthers make a play for the Titans star. And the Courier Mail and the Herald Sun, GamesBots hits back at critics and backs major Queensland Sport and Athletic Centre upgrades. So plenty more to happen there with the Olympic Games. In golf, well, the LIV Tour in Singapore, Brooks Koepka won that with minus 15, picked up a cool $4 million Aussie. Cameron Smith was second, minus 13, and Mark Leishman also tied for second there, minus 13. They just picked up $1.87 million each. And it was another win for the Aussie Ripper team, and they all picked up a cool $1.25 million each, not bad prize money. In the PGA in Texas, Canadian Taylor Penrith leading with minus 22, best of the Aussies Minwoo Lee on minus 15. In rugby union, well, round 11, the Reds 33 defeated the Crusaders 28 to break a 25-year losing streak in New Zealand. Hadn't won in Christchurch since 1999. 20-year-old Tim Ryan scored a double, then our fifth on 27 points. Take on the Melbourne Rebels next Friday at Suncorp. It's 5-6. And the World Sevens in Singapore, our Aussie men, they finished fourth. They lost 26-7 to Great Britain for the bronze medal. And the women, the Aussies, we lost 31-22 in the final to New Zealand. Madison Levy scoring two tries. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, men's A-grade round three, Caboolture 22 defeated Noosa 19, first win of the season, and certainly was a highlight for the old boys reunion at home last Saturday. In the women, Caboolture lost 52-33 to Nambour. Olivia Fidel, three tries for the Caboolture team, still second on the ladder. Queensland Premier Rugby men, West now top of the ladder after they defeated North 51-26 on Saturday, 8-3. And the women, some big scores, but many tries were scored, but the Sunnybank remained top of the ladder. They defeated the Brothers 83-0. In motorsport, Formula 1 in Miami changed to the winners of the table there with Lando Norris defeating Max Verstappen. Aussie Oscar Piastri was 13th and Daniel Ricciardo 15th. In the AFL, round 8, Brisbane Lions, they finally got back on the winners table at the Gabba, defeating the Gold Coast 79-45. Lions first win at the Gabba in 2024. 30,000 crowd, fantastic. They're now 3 from 5. Dane Zorko, player of the match, well supported by Josh Dunkley and Lockie Neal. The Suns, they'll now take on Norths in Darwin next Saturday. Nice and cool up there. The Lions, with many injuries, will take on the Crows in Adelaide next Sunday, Mother's Day. Let's hope they can get a good Mother's Day result there. And in the local AFL, the QFA Men's Division 1, Round 15, Caloundra 60 defeated Hinterland 56. Unfortunately, the University of Queensland defeated Moreton Bay 116-55. Connor Mead, best for the Bay. Moreton Bay, none from 5. They take on Maine, who are in 3rd spot next Saturday. And in the women's, Moreton Bay defeated Noosa 60-6. Emily Watson, 5 goals. Well done, Emily. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup 101.5 FM. And Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And let's turn to basketball on Saturday in the Queensland State League. Moreton Bay Suns defeated Northside 95-72. Lewis Jones, 34 points. Second on the ladder, they've got a bye next round. And in the women's, the Suns. Moreton Bay Suns, 62, defeated Northside 54. Gemma Bennett, 27 points. So well done there. And of course, the NBA over in the States, the playoffs. Boston will now take on Cleveland. Indiana will take on New York. Oklahoma City take on Dallas, and Minnesota will take on Denver as we move into the semi-finals. In the local rugby league, well, the men's A grade, the local derby, Caboolture 46 defeated Stanley River on Saturday, 8-3. Harrison McIndoe, 2 tries. Josh Totoro, 2 tries as well, plus 6 goals. Nambour defeated Kawana. Maroochydore were up against Coolum, and Noosa were up against Biwa. In the C grade, Merry Valley on top of the ladder there, with Caloundra second, Kilcoy third, Beachmore in eighth spot on 4 points. Queensland Cup. The Dolphins lost 32-30 to the Clydesdales at Toowoomba on Saturday. They led 18-16 at halftime. The Falcons, they lost 17-10 to the Bears. The Dolphins will take on the Capras next Saturday at Redcliffe. Falcons have the bye. Good win for the women's. Falcons 23-32 over the Bears. And that was a great result there. And Sheridan Gallagher kicked the winning field goal. And Al Gallagher also scored a try and kicked three other goals in that 23-22 win. The Melbourne Inga, well, the semi-finals next week. The Tweed will take on the Jets and the Dolphins will take on the Bears. Winners both go to the grand final. And congratulations to all the Queensland women selected in the State of Origin squad for the historic opening game of the first ever three-match series for the women. The opener will be at Suncorp on the 16th of May. It'll be NRL. Well, it wasn't a good weekend for the Broncos. They got belted by the Roosters 40-18, 7-3. But the injury to Adam Reynolds and Jesse Arthur is of major concern. The Titans, they lost 24-22 to the Storm. A tight finish there. AJ Brimson, absolute fantastic game. And the Cowboys have lost to the Dolphins 28-26 up in Townsville there. Fourth straight loss for the Cowboys. Well done to the Dolphins. They scored 5 tries. Cody Nikorima was outstanding. And next Thursday, the Dolphins will take on the Eagles at Suncorp. Friday, the Eels will take on the Broncos in Sydney. And Sunday, the Titans will take on the Cowboys. In the round ball game, elimination semis in the A-League, Men's A-League, Melbourne Victory advanced to the semi-final against Wellington, and Sydney FC will take on Central Coast Mariners. That'll be 2 legs there. The women's grand final on Saturday, Sydney FC defeated Melbourne City 1-0, back-to-back, and their 7th grand final appearance. In the Australia Cup, Wiradjuri, Caboolture, North Lakes, Moreton Bay Excelsiors, and Sunshine Coast Wanderers, all still alive to go to round 6, which will be played by the 17th of May. English Premier League, well, Andy Spurs lost 4-2 against Liverpool, but we've still got Arsenal leading by 1 point on point there ahead of Man City, but Man City have a game in hand. Well, listeners, and of course the Super Netball, well, the Mavericks won their first game, Sunshine Coast Lightning got beat, and Queensland Firebirds lost 68-55 to the Vixens yesterday. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup.